Welcome back to Why Those Party Line. Here we are on a Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Big deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Live by Memorex, Melissa Miller joining us this morning from her home location, her home studio, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Melissa, we're so happy to have the crew from Adams Mill here. We've been talking about this the last couple days. We've got Bill LeBeau. Bill, first off, thanks for coming in this morning, man.
You're welcome.
Tell us who you've got with us, and then we'll get into the meat of this. Pull that microphone just a little closer there for you.
All right, I have Frank Cabello. He's our chief maintenance man, and he's a board member. And then I have Joy LeBeau, which is our store manager, and she is also a board member and our treasurer. I'm vice president of Adams Mill and program director.
So Russ Casper told me late last week or early this week, I forget now with elections yesterday, I've slept since then, but he was telling me about John Reed, owner of Pioneer Restoration. He came up there recently. I don't know if you reached out to him or he knew what was going on, but the Adams Mill is such a beautiful area. There's so much history and love in that area from you guys and the whole community, but she's in trouble, isn't she?
She is, structurally, and I can let Frank give you the details about it, but she's extremely handicapped right now.
Okay. Go ahead and slide that mic right up and close to Frank. Frank, thank you for coming in. So you could tell us a little more about the structural integrity or lack of it.
The lack of it.
We shared some photos yesterday on our website that John had shared with us, and we blew them up real big so people could see. It seemed like there were a couple spots. There was a gap up to 4 inches where the wall's falling away from the main beam in one of the photos, and obviously that's not good.
No, and we also have one of the main beams that actually has now, because of all the hypersaturation that's happened there, it's actually starting to collapse. And we have a spring that's actually going along that wall. And then you get rain, which is now causing the wall to push in, and it's been patched several times way in the past,
right?
But those patches are collapsing, and the actual wall has shifted in while the exterior wall of the mill is being pulled away.
Pushed out, yeah.
So we have the whole floor that has to be replaced. It has to be, actually, they have to build a structure to hold the mill up while they actually start to fix this.
Now John had mentioned yesterday that we could easily get into $30,000 just to get started and get it secure. Have you guys talked turkey as far as money and what you need or what you've identified you need to do first?
Not with me, and I know when he was there, it was one of our other board members that was actually showing him, and Bill has actually had him up underneath and showing him as well.
All right, grab that microphone and what would be a good dollar amount we could get for you to start with, Bill?
Well, I did, first of all, I'd like to thank John Reed for his personal interest in maintaining a historical landmark, especially for Carroll County. Very nice guy. I've known him for years and years. What we have to do, I've talked with John yesterday morning, and he says, gosh, I don't know. We're in the middle of contacting a cement firm to come in. So he says, I don't know. He said, it could be $30,000, could be $50,000. He said, it's a major undertaking. But, I mean, you know, the mill has been there. There's been a mill there since 1833.
The
current mill that's there now has been there since 1845. So, and just the nature of the oxbow in itself with the water that flows through it all the time, it keeps it, like Frank said, super saturated. The water does flow underneath the mill and back out into the Wildcat, so it is taking its toll. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the ground being soft and pushing that wall in, and some of these beams that are in there are probably 14 by 14. And one of them is, it's gotten so wet that it's just literally squished. It's pancaked out. Mm-hmm. And it's allowing the wall of the mill itself on the northwest corner to come out, and it's off the foundation completely. And as the photographs show, the foundation is gone. So they've got to take out the floor where they have poured cement before to, it's like a superstructure to support that wall. It's gone too.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it floods out there, and all that pretty much gets underwater. So I don't think that they put rebar or anything in as far as when they did that wall. And I don't really have a clue as to when it was done, but the whole thing is crumbling down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know yesterday Russ had called up and said that he and Susan are willing to do a donation match up to $2,000 if we could maybe just jumpstart getting the ball rolling. We had a couple people call after we get off the air and wanted to know who to make the checks payable to. And as we're going to bring in Joy here, who Joy is, you say, the treasurer?
Yes.
So we could make checks payable to Adams Mill Incorporated?
Yes, you can make them to Adams Mill, Inc.
Okay.
And send them to our post office box in Cutler,
okay,
Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that off the top of your head?
What's the address? You can just mail it to the address. Where's that paper?
589, I think it is.
Oh, never mind.
4612 yeah. County Road.
P.O. Box 582.
Yeah, yep, 582. Right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, well, I'll put that on the story, too. We'll get more okay. up there, too. So you can check them out also at adams-mill.org. Joy, do we have any money started in this, or are we truly starting from scratch for us?
We are truly starting from scratch.
Okay.
We are a 501,
mm-hmm.
And everything that we get from people giving us
mm-hmm.
Because of that. The thing is, the mill is very, very old,
mm-hmm.
and we wish to obtain it, and that will be... it'll be given for years and years to come mm-hmm. if we have this done. If not, the mill will be down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'll just go down. So we would like to have anybody, I mean, even a dollar,
mm-hmm.
send in a dollar.
Right.
That would be great, you know.
Right.
So we are wishing for the community to help us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys obviously need the help, and hopefully we can get things jump started with Russ and Susan and some other people who did call up and wanted to know who to write a check to. So yeah, somebody texted me and wanted the 46920 is the zip code up there,
right?
So it's P.O. Box 582, Cutler, Indiana 46920. So, Bill, you were nice enough to give us a schedule here. I wanted to run through a few things. You guys already actually started in April,
right,
with some free tours. Have you had people coming through and
oh, yes,
a lot of interest and everything? Yeah.
Well, you know, if you look at the mill, this is history crashing with the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how history is taught in schools anymore, but this is a hands-on history lesson for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have kids come through as tour groups and mm-hmm. stuff for school.
Field trips and things. And
yes,
stuff, yeah.
Field trips. And, you know, we dress up and we try to make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of those events that I got, are each one is a fundraiser for the mill.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that we generate from there, another project that we've got going on is an 1833 carpenter's house on the property, and we want to historically restore this house.
Oh, wow.
To make it... to go in and be able to do some hands-on things and see like videos and stuff, and then
is it structurally sound? But it just needs to be.
Some of it is. Mm-hmm. The actual. We were down there with John Russell, who he's out of Kokomo, and he is a board member as well. Mm-hmm. But he restores antique mansions and stuff, old mm-hmm. places. And we were down there looking, and the beams underneath that house are just split logs. Hmm. They're flat on one side and round. You can still see where the branches were, but you could poke your finger through it.
Right.
And so, you know, John Reed is going to do the foundation on that for us. He'd already quoted a price of $3,500 to fix that, and then we can go in. I've been in and tearing down all the old plaster and drywall and what insulation was in there and things.
Wow, that sounds like a job now.
Well, it is. And yeah. then, of course, the third major project is to get water running through the mill mm-hmm. Because it was one of the first mills around to run on water turbines.
Right.
And we had two, one for corn and one for flour. And we could run both simultaneously.
Well, I'm going to make a copy of this schedule here so we can promote these events over the summer for you guys, and maybe we can get you back on over the phone or come down here in person or something. But I want to follow this, too, so you guys keep in contact with us, too. So the next thing coming up is going to be on Saturday, May 28th and Sunday, the 29th. Going to have a tractor show there, as you mentioned. People can drop off their tractors on the 27th. The mill and the store will be open with potato sack races, kickball, and I'm sure there's going to be some food somewhere.
Always. Well, always food and comfort. They're bringing an ice cream truck okay. down, and we're also going to have some steam-powered equipment out there as well.
Oh, fun. Yeah, okay, very good. Well, Frank and Joy and Bill, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it, and like I said, we'll keep this at the forefront of what we talk about here on WILO, and you all keep in touch with Russ, and we'll try to get you some money raised that we can preserve this beautiful landmark for us.
Well, we appreciate Russ Casper. I've been friends with Russ for a long, long time.
Okay.
And work very well together. So I appreciate all of you guys coming on board to help us out. It is a community event. It's a state event.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not
yeah, it
just,
is.
It's not owned just by one community, so
you're right. It's something that anyone could appreciate no matter where they're from.
It's
for
a
sure.
state landmark. It's a federal landmark too.
Joy and Frank, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you. That'll wrap up the Party Line program today. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Big Deal, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. Melissa and I will be back tomorrow at 8:30 for the Thursday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from WILO.